and a warm welcome to Celebrating Success. Thank you for joining me. I'm Pauline Barclay, author of 9 published books. My latest is a cozy mystery, Past Secrets and Lies, the second in the Gardner and Chataway Cozy Mystery series. I'm also the founder of Chill Awards for Independent Authors. Celebrating Success is about meeting a variety of people from all walks of life and interests. Today, on Celebrating Success, I am delighted to be talking to Chantel Atkins. Chantel is an award-winning author with over 12 published books and is also the force behind Chasing Driftwood Writing Group, which offers creative writing workshops and clubs for children and adults. Please sit back and welcome my wonderful guest. Hi, Chantel. How wonderful to meet you at last.
Hello. Thank you. And you too. Really lovely.
I know you're a multi-published author, of which I've read a few of your books, but you're also behind the Chasing Driftwood Writing Group, which helps and encourages younger people to write.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want to talk about your books first and then the writing? Whichever you want. I'd love to hear about both, please.
I'll talk about the writing group first, if you want, as it's kind of interesting. So I set it up originally, I think it was 2015. I'd not long had a baby, actually. It was my fourth child. He's 8 now. But at the time, I was working as a dog walker. Previous to that, I was a childminder. And I enjoyed the dog walking, but it wasn't bringing in much money. And I thought, I've got to do something else as well. And I like being self-employed. And I just had this brainwave of setting up something for children, because I felt like I'd been published for long enough and I'd been writing for long enough. And I could now offer, you know, something to young people and adults. Actually, I started with an adult writing group because I couldn't find one to go to in the evenings, because having children in the day and them not being at school yet and things like that, it was really hard to find a writing group that fitted in with that. So I set that up, and then along with that, it started with writing workshops for kids in the school holidays, because I couldn't do more than that because little one was still really little. And then it just grew from there and got bigger and bigger. And now, obviously, he's much older. They're all at school now. And I do, I think it's 7 clubs now for kids over the course of a couple of days. I kind of keep them all in sort of a 3-day period, really, so I can have Thursday and Friday off to recover and plan and things like that.
What age group are the children you have the writing groups for?
The youngest is 7. I do get a few younger than that sometimes. Parents will say, can they join in? They're a bit little, but can they join in? And we let them, but generally 7 upwards. So if I'm in a school, because I do after school clubs, it'll be year 3 and up, so that's sort of age 7 to 11. If it's online, because I do Zoom workshops for home educated children, then it's sort of age 6 or 7 to 16 or whenever they want to stop, really. Some of them are getting close to that age now, but they seem to want to carry on. And with the workshops in the summer holiday, sort of school holiday, we still do a bit of that, but not as much now because much busier.
Do the children write? What do you encourage them to write about?
Gosh, everything. I mean, with the school clubs, the focus is on putting a school newspaper together. So throughout the year, we do different topics. At the moment, they're all doing article writing, and they're doing fun, made-up fictional articles. Then we'll move on to real articles and things like that. And then they'll do poetry, they'll do stories, they'll do flash fiction, absolutely everything, comic books, whatever, absolutely anything we can think of, just keeping them happy and going. And then we collect all the work, and over the year, I put it into the school newspaper. But then in the end, they all get a paper copy of what they've all helped put together. The school get a copy as well. So they all get really excited about that. And with the workshops, it can just be anything. And again with the home ed kids, it might be characterization and working on dialogue. It might be screenwriting, non-fiction we did a while ago, creative non-fiction. We did that for quite a long time, and there's tons of stuff you can do with that. So yeah, just absolutely anything.
So this not only encourages their imagination, but it must improve their writing skills enormously.
Hopefully, yeah. That, I mean, the main thing we want is for them to have fun, because I think writing in schools and the reason why a lot of kids are home educated now is because it's very prescribed and actually quite dull and boring. So they get put off it quite easily. And that's not the school's fault. It's more the sort of government thing. But anyway, so we try and make it fun, most of all, and get them interested and get them wanting to do it. And then, yeah, hopefully they do improve their skills. I notice it. I don't know how much credit I can take, but I do notice it. If I've had them for a long time, if they've been with me since like sort of age 11, and then they're 15, 16, and then they read something out, and I'm like, oh my goodness, the change in you. But that, you know, part of that's just them. They're just brilliant. They're all really good writers anyway.
It must be a huge
for you that you must see a difference, because if they're busy thinking about how to get across to you in the word, written word, you must see, feel real pleasure seeing that these children are using their imagination and putting it down in writing, not using a phone to tell somebody, talk to people. It's actually writing it down.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it is. It's really, really lovely seeing their creativity. And the thing that never fails to get me is that, especially for the littlest ones, when you tell them something's good, when you say, oh, wow, that's amazing, just simple words, their little faces light up almost as if they've never heard that before. And they don't know they're good until you tell them. So it's just lovely seeing their reaction to that. And usually, because you get a few tricky ones from time to time, usually with the tricky ones, enough of that and they start really responding and they want to be there and, you know, they enjoy it, I think.
So how many children on average a week are you actually encouraging to write?
I think I've worked out, because I'm really busy at the moment, and I might have got it slightly wrong, but I think it's about 53 at the moment on my books. Yeah, for like literally squeezed into a 3-day period. All my school clubs are full. I've got waiting lists on those. I've got only one of my Zoom groups isn't full, and the rest are.
So on your Zoom groups, does that mean people can be anywhere in the country to join if they wanted to?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking of the people who listen to this podcast, they might think, wow, that would be a nice idea for my child, my grandchild, niece or nephew. But it's something they could talk to you about if they wanted on the Zoom side to join the groups.
Yeah, definitely. And we're all, because there's sort of two of us that run it now, we're always open to putting on more Zoom groups. If there's enough people worth doing it for, we'll always put on more. But yeah, there's some of them. There's one that lives in Bristol, and quite a lot of them are sort of Southwest based, I think, because they kind of find us on Facebook in local groups and things. But yeah, so they can be anywhere, really.
Audience is all over the country and a few abroad. It's quite wide and varied, is the podcast. So that's great. So you've set that up, 7 years ago now?
Yeah, it was 2015, and then it was 2017 that we became a community interest company, which changes things slightly. It means that you can access funding, you've got to do a lot more paperwork, and that kind of thing. So we're a CIC. Before that, I was just self-employed, so it's a little bit different now. And then it's all just been rolling along since then, and just sort of getting a bit bigger. And I can do more now that the kids are older, that's the thing, isn't it?
But even so, I mean, it's something wonderful to put back into the community outside the school curriculum, because, as you say, they're stifled in what they can do within the school curriculum, where you can open their imagination to any lengths, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice to see, because honestly, one of the main questions they ask me is, can I write whatever I want? And I sometimes have to say, well, maybe not today, we're going to try this. But generally, I'll try and say yes. You can write whatever you want. And they find that overwhelming. They're like, wow, okay. And I try really hard to find ways to, it's sort of really, really individualized. So there's always some kids who I know I can't do a certain thing with. And there's some kids that don't react in a certain way. So you have to know the kids really well. You know, for instance, there might be, often I get some come along that only want to draw. And they're very adamant they're only drawing. And I will say, okay, well, it is writing club, not art club. But, you know, okay, settle down, do some drawing. But if I stick with it long enough, eventually they do start joining in and they'll start putting words to the pictures and things like that. But you do have to be a little, you can't be too forceful, I think. Well, that's how I do it anyway.
You are an author yourself and you have over 12 books published. Well, I've counted 12, but I could well be published. So you have, in your own mind, you're quite a person that has a good imagination. I've read, I think, the book on with Bill Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
I've read a few of you, but Bill Robinson did stick in my mind because I felt it was very thought-provoking, and it was about young people in their mid to late teens, and where people are trying to help them in the community. But there's also the side which is quite sinister, what can also happen for children. So you have a great imagination, which you can then help the younger children with too.
Yeah, definitely. And I really like writing about young people. Most of mine are young adult books, not all of them, but even the ones that are adults tend to have some young characters in. I don't know why. I suppose I don't want to grow up, really, but it just seems that that's what I like writing about. Funnily enough, he's back in another book I'm writing at the moment. So lots of my characters pop up in other books, and there's like a whole universe where lots of books cross over and the characters pop up in different ones, and they're all
So what brought you into writing, you know, at your age and publishing?
I think just everything that I suppose, but I was probably about eight when I started. I was just a daydreamer as a kid, just massively daydreaming, and no one could really wake me up. I was just constantly in my own little world. Then I guess I realised at some point I could write them down, and that became a habit, and I just wrote constantly. I absolutely loved it. I was totally addicted to it all the way through my younger years, my teens. Kind of fell out of it in my 20s because I had my first couple of children quite young. So there was just childcare and everything. I had about 10 years where I didn't really write anything, which was horrible. I hated it. But, you know, when you sort of feel like you've missed your chance and it's too late and I can't do it now. I think it was when my third child at the time was just starting school. So he was only about four. I just suddenly thought, I still had the same stories in my head. Every night I went to sleep and I'd be watching them in my head like a movie, like watching them, moving them around and tweaking it and stuff. And I thought, I've just been doing this my entire life. You know, and I had written lots of these things down before. I thought, I've got to dig it out. I've got to do something. So it started with that, and finally got those sort of stories out of my head. And then, of course, once you start writing, it makes room for more, and they inspire more and more and more and more. And then, yeah, I'd say now I'm at the point. So it's 2013. I published the first one, and now I'm at the point where I can't bear not to write. It's just such a big part of my everyday. And yeah, I've just got so many.
You're an inspiration to everybody. 2013, you just said that you published your first book. That's less than 10 years ago. You're bringing up four children, publishing 12 books, and within that period, you've set up a very successful writing group for young people. You're an inspiration to everybody, Shanika. Absolutely everybody.
That's lovely. That's really sweet. I think with me, it's just nothing I'd rather do than write. That's all it comes. You can write a lot of books if you just write every day. It's just really as simple as that. Because sometimes people say to me, well, "How do you
do
it?"
And I'm like, you do tend to write quite a lot about the younger generation.
Yeah,
and you seem to have a huge insight into their heads as well and their actions.
Yeah, and I guess that probably does come from being around them so much and working with them and chatting to them so much. And with my own. Three of mine are teenagers at the moment, so they're navigating this world in difficult times. Being teenagers, it's not easy. And I think the other thing is I just don't really feel my age. I still feel as young as they are, which is odd. But
no, that's how it should be. I look at the birth certificate and I think that there's a lie there. There's something not right because that birth is not my how old I feel.
Yeah, I know. That's it. Yeah,
when I grow up. So if anybody wants to look at this your wonderful young writing group, what is the website they need to look at?
It's really easy to find. It's just chasingdriftwoodwritinggroup.org. And it may be under construction at the moment, actually. Hopefully it's not, but we are fiddling with it. Chasingdriftwoodwritinggroup.org, yeah.
Right, so that's... I will add that to the blurb I will put out with the podcast.
So just to
remind the listeners, it's chasingdriftwoodwritinggroup.org.
Yeah, and we're on Facebook, which is what we mostly sort of post.
And is Facebook the same, Chasing Driftwood? Chasing Driftwood Writing Group. It's on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
So people can contact you on Facebook or through your website for the writing group.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Now, what about your books? Now, how can people look your books up?
They can either go to obviously Amazon and all the other sort of outlets that are out there.
Do you have a website, Chantal?
Yes, I do. It's chantalatkins.com. It's called The Glorious Outsiders, but if you put in chantalatkins.com, it will just come up.
Right. So for the listener, Chantal is Chantelle.
Yeah.
Atkins, and it's ATKINS.com.
Yes, yeah, they can find that. They're all on there, and I do blog every week as well, so there's lots on there.
For people to actually visit your sites for. I certainly recommend they look at your books, and for those with youngsters, look at your writing group.
Thank you.
On the writing group, do you do, I know you do the school newspaper, do you do little awards or anything like that?
With the school groups, we do little competitions every now and again. So they'll have maybe half a term or a term, and it might be that they've got to do a short story or a poem or something. And then I'll do first, second, and third prize. And they really get into that, and they really, really like it. But I sometimes feel bad because when it comes to doing out the prizes, you suddenly want to give one to everyone. So
Yeah,
it's a little bit, yeah, I'm not sure.
it's a tough one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, we occasionally do competitions. We haven't done for a while because we've been really busy setting up some other things, but we do competitions sometimes on the page for adults as well. And then the prize might be winning a workshop with us or a one-to-one chat, whatever would support them in their journey. But we have kind of neglected the adult side of it a bit lately, mainly because the kids' clubs have got so big and so busy. And also because we're trying to set up another thing called Chasing Driftwood Books, which is all just in the beginning stages at the moment. So the website might be under construction because eventually it's going to be split into two, where you'll click on one thing for the writing groups and one thing for authors. So it's going to be eventually like a kind of indie collective of like-minded authors where we stick together and help each other out. So everyone will still be self-published. I was part of something similar to this a while ago. But we'll be in a group and we'll help each other out with sharing and supporting and posting. And all the authors will have their books put on that side of the website. And they can use a little logo. They'll get a logo for their books, and just that kind of thing, really. Just because the thing that we've noticed, me and Sim, who's the other person who does the writing group, the trouble with self-publishing and independently publishing your books is it's great, but you have to have money, and you have to have money for the advertising,
You
the
have to have
front cover.
time as
I mean,
well.
everything. Yeah, and even if you've saved up the money for the front cover and maybe the editing and things like that, the important things. You probably haven't got much left then for anything else. And I have noticed that the authors that do well with self-publishing do tend to be the ones that can put the money in to Amazon ads and Facebook ads and endless things you can spend your money
The
on.
trouble is that, as you know, Shanta, I mean, I've got nine books published, and that I've done. I'm like you. I'm self-published. I'm an independent author. It's hard. It's tough. And as you quite rightly say, to get the covers right, the editing right, you have to pay somebody. But there's no nice check at the end of the month either.
No, exactly. It doesn't necessarily come back to you. And it's really hard. And we keep finding there's people out there that we know, and we've read their books, and we know how good they are, that they're giving up or they're quitting or they're just feeling really down because they're just not getting enough sales or reviews and they can't afford to put money in. So we were thinking if we sort of did this under the Chasing Driftwood company, we could maybe access funding for that side of things as well, and maybe have like a pot that we put into, we can do ads together, and basically like a collective, really, a sort of co-op thing where we help each other. So it hasn't quite started yet. There's four of us involved at the moment, and the website's not ready, but once it is, we'll sort of launch that and see if people want to join us and help each
Oh,
other out.
you can come back and tell us more about
Yeah,
that when it's
exactly.
up
Yeah, I'd love to.
and
Yeah, that's
running,
another
and
whole thing.
we can talk about the kind of authors you'll be looking for.
Yeah, definitely.
Chantelle, it's been absolutely wonderful meeting you.
Oh, thank you
Fascinating
so
to
much.
learn about
Thank
your Chasing Driftwood writing group and
you.
plus your own books. Thank you so much for coming. Can you promise me you'll come back later in the year to talk about your new author scheme you've got in mind?
Definitely, definitely. We would love to, definitely. That would be wonderful.
Thank you so much. I'm going to say thanks for now, and I'm looking forward to seeing you very soon again.
Thank you. Thank you, Pauline.
Take care,
Bye
Chantelle. Bye for
bye.
now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chantelle, for joining me, and a special thank you to all my listeners. I hope you enjoyed meeting Chantelle as much as I did. You can find out more about Chantelle and her award-winning books on her website, chantelleatkins.com, and all about Chasing Driftwood Writing Group on that web on her website too, and that's chasingdriftwoodwritinggroup.org. I got it right in the end. As always, a huge thank you for joining me, and I can't wait to share your company again very soon. Until next time, I hope the sun is shining on your face and in your heart. Don't forget, you can find out more about me on my website, paulinebarclay.co.uk. Until next time, ta-ta for now.